Would you look at the time? It's 9:16 and it is Greco-Roman ex-partner Kat Ellis o'clock.
That was a big spiel.
That was. How's it going, guys?
My favourite time
Very
of day.
Very good.
Also my favourite time of day.
Oh, definitely. So, yeah, like Ben said, we are on the phone with Greco-Roman ex-partner and Kat Ellis. Oh my goodness. What a lineup we have on the phone right now.
Yeah, we are outnumbered.
I know. Gosh, that doesn't happen often, but we love it when it does.
We're coming to get you, Christchurch.
You guys are on your way to take us over.
No!
So we'll
break it down real slow.
We'll break it down, each of you. So first of all, Greco-Roman, three-piece maximalist. Mm. Ooh, that's a good word to say. You churn out post-Empire-themed dungeon power techno is the tagline. Tell us a little bit about how you guys came together and, I guess, what the sound is.
Mm.
So there's three of us. So yep. Hi, I'm Billy.
Hello.
And there's Mikey and Damien. And just we came together out of just intimacy.
Mm.
We all love each other very much.
Yeah.
And it was, yeah, so that's what you're watching. It's just three people who know and love each other very much on stage. Oh.
What a beautiful intro. And ex-partner, do you want to tell us a little bit about your beginnings as well?
Yeah, sure. This is like my solo electronic project,
mm-hmm.
and it's kind of like a mix of dance music and songwriting.
Mm.
I used to play in lots of guitar bands, but then sort of decided to go solo and, I don't know, have more freedom and do whatever I wanted kind of thing.
Mm.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Very cool.
And Kat Ellis, what inspires you and your visuals?
Hello.
And how'd you get into it all too?
Oh my gosh. Well, it's the music that inspires me because, and I just try and decorate according to the sound.
Mm.
There's a lot of maximalism,
yes,
and lots of textures, and what else?
Lots of chains and weird, like splattery.
Yeah.
Cool.
Melty web things. The shows have all looked better than they've sounded.
Well, I'm sure they sound fantastic as well.
Yeah, the visuals are so cool. And I want to say as well, like, it is so hard to translate audio into a visual.
Mm.
So kudos to you.
Yes. It's a very, very
you.
Cool skill. So I guess, how did you guys, this kind of applies to everyone here, you guys can take it in turns as you wish. How did you land on the current sound that you guys are sharing at the moment?
We've kind of like gone through many permutations of answering this question because it always gets convoluted.
Mm-hmm.
We sort of don't really get the point. So we've knocked heads. We've thought about it over this tour. We've had many hours together.
Yeah.
And we've not come up with anything.
Okay.
No way.
Except Kat has had a really good thing that she said yesterday about what we actually fucking are, because it's really confusing when we try to talk about it.
What was it? No, what did you say? What did I say?
You like summed everything up really well.
Oh no. Yeah, we're taking submissions. Anyone who is willing to come to the show, tell us afterwards what we actually sound like, because we've got no idea.
I love that it was
something basically like, it's just really dark techno music. There's no joy. There's no joy whatsoever.
Well, there's definitely no joy. No.
We couldn't have that.
No, friendship with joy has cancelled. Dark Techno is our new best friend. Yes.
And speaking of show, you guys are on a tour right now, and you're coming down to Christchurch, to Space Academy very soon.
Mm.
Tell us a little bit about the upcoming show and how the tour's been so far.
Yeah, Friday night, we're playing with Keanu Reeves and Liam K. Swig,
mm-hmm.
Space Academy. It's $10 on the door. We have FPOS, lots of merch.
Awesome.
Lots of t-shirts. And then the next night, we're playing in Dunedin with Death and the Maiden and
Acid Police
at Bark.
Hell yeah.
The same reveal. But so far, the shows, we've just done Palmy and Wellington, which was really good. Really nice people. It's been really good seeing the country with my friends. Yeah.
Fantastic. What sounds like a fun time.
Yeah. We'll divert our attention to Greco-Romic real quick. Tell us about your latest singles, the two we just played, Worm Degenerate and Waterboard Me. And, you know, what does 2021 hold for you guys?
Waterboard Me surprisingly got airplay. We're absolutely kind of weirded out that this song is on the air. And Worm Regenerate was a little bit more digestible, but we've got an entire album that you can buy at the shows. It's not online yet because we're sort of planning how we're going to release it. But it's the whole thing is surprising from track to track.
Yes.
So yeah. So there's we've got cassette tapes of our new album called Red Tower, and if you buy a tape, you get a download code for Bandcamp. And you'll be the first in the country, in the world, to get it.
Ooh.
It's not out there anywhere.
I love that. Yeah. So exciting.
Exclusive, yeah.
And ex-partner... Yeah, oh, sorry. You continue.
Yes, we're here interviewing you.
Jumping the gun.
Mikey just told me to say Otago Disco.
Yeah, let me just... Yes.
Very cool.
Yeah, all these tracks were written down in South Island, Central Otago, and we've absorbed a lot of the energy from the Mighty Clufa, and put that in the writing, talking to birds and things like that. With consensual waterboarding's important to us, as well as medical waste, which I foresee to 2021 to be amongst the vaccines, a whole pile of discarded ICU units that have been overrun, and face masks. Yeah, it's going to be a great year.
Well, when you put it that way, I honestly haven't seen Josh laugh like this on air before.
That was a lot. Thank you, guys.
I'm loving this.
Ex-partner,
yes.
You also released some new stuff last year. Flatmate Coup d'etat came out October 2020. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. It's just a bunch of songs that are like, I don't know, somewhere in between. I don't know, it feels like so old now, like it's hard for me to talk about, but we did just put out a music video for one of the songs. I almost feel like I put more thought into that than the whole album. because I'm not a filmmaker, and like I was working with Damien, who's here holding the phone up to my face now. But because there was so many like logistics decisions making going on, there was like kind of a lot more work than making music, but a lot more interesting as well because it's so new. So the video is basically like me wearing outfits, going around locations and
strangling people.
Yeah, investigating various activities.
Cool. That sounds fun.
It was
I know what I'm watching after that.
It was great. Chaotic good.
The weatherboards are the skin. Yeah, go on YouTube and type in ex-partner, the weatherboards are the skin.
Beautiful. Get the views. Beautiful. I will give you those views. I'll have it on repeat all day.
Friday's show at Space Academy marks the fourth show in this nationwide tour. So what's touring been like so far? And why should we head down to Mental Stealth?
The first show was cancelled the night before we turned up.
Oh.
Don't cry.
That's a heartbreaker.
Sorry.
The power and water cut off, so it was quite sad all around. We just wandered the street.
And then some girl in roller skates just bullet through backwards, just blazing down. Around.
Very
surreal.
Feels like prophetic almost.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we weren't quite sure whether people would turn out, but we've been having great parties. It's been pretty mad.
Fantastic.
My guts are tired.
Mine are too.
Well, fantastic. If you guys want to listen to ex-partner or Greco-Romic, which you should, definitely.
We do want to listen, yes.
You do. Yeah, I don't even need to ask. Definitely. I know you do.
You must.
You can go to their band camps. Ex-partner is on Bandcamp and Greco-Romic.
Both of them.
I'll spell out Greco-Romic. G-R-E-C-C-O-R-O-M-I-C. R-O-M-A-N-K.
Period.
Because it's a slightly strange spelling sometimes, so I need to, you know, get people to know what they're going for. And you should definitely be listening to all of their stuff there, because it's really fantastic.
And make sure to look it all up, because that way you can see Kat Alice's beautiful visuals.
Yes.
Get into it. Yes. Gosh.
Definitely.
It's more than just the audio. It's a sensory delight, you know? Yes.
Exactly.
So make sure you hit up those band camps, and make sure you head down to Space Academy on Friday, because Mental Stealth will be there gracing you. It's $10 at the door, as they said. They do have FPOS and a whole bunch of merch. So make sure you head on down. What do you want to leave the listeners with? Feel free to go around.
Lay your mind. and give you a comfortable hug.
Mm.
See, that's beautiful.
Very nice.
No, we're cool. We're nice.
We're actually just nice.
Yeah, we're nice.
So you guys were like,
we're all right. Yeah.
You said there was no joy, but I've been smiling the entire time. Oh, tell ya.
All right, well, thank you guys very much. We played two Greco-Roman songs before, so let's play us out with The Weatherboards Are the Skin by X-Partner, because then I can watch the video here as well, which I really want to do. So that'll be our play-out song. Thank you guys so much for coming down. Best of luck for the rest of the tour, and make sure everyone currently listening heads down to Space Academy.
Yes, thank you all so much.
Hey, thank you.
Bye, guys. Bye.